Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how the markets opened on this Tuesday morning in Kansas City. The March wheat contract opened this morning at $11.05 a bushel. I'm going to do some quick math here, and it's up about almost 23 cents a bushel from yesterday's close. The March wheat in Minneapolis on the grain exchange opened up the 60-cent limit as expected today. And it was a strong opening on the nearby wheat market in Chicago as well, but deferred contracts opened down significantly. The March opened at 10.58 this morning, up 10 cents. The May, though, down 22 on the open at 10.68. July wheat, 9.68, down 9. September, 9.72, down 15. Dees wheat for Chicago Board of Trade, 9.81, down 13.5 cents. In the corn pit, much lesser decline on the open. March opened at 5.02.5, down a penny. The May corn opened at 5.14, down 2.75 cents. July 5.26, down a penny and a half. Corn for September opened unchanged at 5.26. Dees corn 5.24.5, down 3/4. March of 09, 5.32, down a half. March oats opened at 3.42, down 2. The May at 3.51 3/4, down a penny and 3/4. Now to the bean complex. The March bean contract opened up 7 cents this morning at 13.33. May at 13.50, up 4.5. July beans 13.61, up 6.5. August 13.44, up 6. The November 12.91, up 9. January beans of next year 12.91, up 1. In the products, March bean meal at 3.58.50, up 3. The May contract opened at 3.63.50, also up 3. March bean oil at 55.42, up 12. The May at 56.25, up 18. Now onto the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The March feeder cattle contract opened at 105.80, down 10. April opened unchanged at 110.50. May 113, down 5. February live cattle opened at 92.25, up 7.5. April 95.12.5, up 2.5. June at 94.50, up 5. The August opened down 7.5, opening at 96.85. To the hogs, the February lean hog contract opened at 58.25, up 40. April at 65.30, up 22.5. May unchanged at 73.85. June lean hogs 78.50, down 17.5. And March pork bellies opened at 97.65, up 2.5 cents.
On WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Well, the price of a barrel of oil on the New York Exchange is down about 40 cents right now at 93.20, the March contract. CRB index is at 377.54, down 45. And the U.S. dollar index is at 76.27, and that's down 29. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up this morning at about 207 points, or about a 1.7% up at 12,447.30. The NASDAQ is up 24 at 23.45, and the S&P is up about 20 points at 13.59. Taking a look at current trade on the Chicago Board of Trade, the wheat for May is down a penny. The March wheat contract, the nearby, is down 1. May is down 20. The March corn contract down 2.25 cents. The soybeans are up 4 for the March contract. And on the Merck feeder cattle are down 35. Lean hogs are up 35. Joining us now to take a look at the markets on this Tuesday is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Tom.
We see another more craziness in the wheat market with the nearbys opening up much higher, but they've settled back a little.
Can we say wheat and not have crazy associated with it?
Probably not, no.
At least not for a little while here, can we? You know, we're still hearing rumors of a large Canadian firm being trapped and possibly being bankrupt over this mess in the Minneapolis wheat, up 60 cents and sitting there that way right now. But we are seeing trading in even the Minneapolis wheat in the May contract. So, you know, and down lower here. So we are seeing that maybe this big squeeze is over for the meantime, and that, of course, opening the door because of the enthusiasm generating the wheat market for a little lower trading in the corn and the wheat in Chicago today, Tom.
Explain again why the deferred contracts are lower.
Well, I think the tight squeeze, of course, is in the March. You know, that's the one where we have people caught and they won't let them out up there. Even with the expanded limits, the traders just aren't letting them out of those. So, you know, as we look out deferred and whatever, there is talk of importing some deliverable-type wheat. Also, the idea that new wheat, especially out past the time period, could be produced out in the future that way. So that's part of what's going on and why it's the nearby that is so tight.
You've mentioned that the corn, you know, is feeling some impact from the changes in the wheat market. What independently might be affecting the corn market too, and why is it right now a follower of wheat?
Well, to be very honest, we pulled the corn and bean market up with the limit moves in wheat that happened along the lines because, you know, rising water floats all boats a little bit, and basically the commodities went, you know, shooting on up with the wheat along the long way. Also, you know, we have a little bit of a trade-off from feed wheat, whatever, and the different options that way. And if wheat is actually trading, corn was pulled a little bit higher than it would have went on its own. And that's one of the reasons that we could see if wheat starts trading and goes back down a little bit, that corn would slide back a little bit too. But we are still in a very, very tight battle for corn and bean acres as to who's going to win out along the way. And, you know, these are just different times, and we don't know what things are worth. You know, we're also seeing that we think that the Russian wheat acres are going to increase over the year, and a little better chance for wheat production out of Australia with a little bit of rain conditions down there.
When might the acreage picture sort of settle itself, and how much, you know, of this right now is speculation, and how much is based on, you know, what we may see come planting time?
Well, I think, you know, number one, we're looking at a couple different things. In the areas where the fertilizer has been fall applied or already put on, and farmers are very much entrenched in what they're doing, we won't see a lot of change. But there's the marginal areas are going to be looking at the bean price and the corn price and the ratio there. And we could easily see, if they don't have their fertilizer put on, if the bean price continues to stay at a good ratio higher here, we could see some corn acres switch over to beans in some of the marginal areas, Tom.
We see a bit of an increase today in the bean pit. I saw in the pre-opening call that some of that may be technically related.
Well, I think that, you know, basically the beans have held together here a little bit better. We've got a little more reason to think that after the last government report, when they shrunk the carryout and the talk of shrinking a little bit more, that it could possibly be a little more technically strong and looking at the carryout fundamentally along the way that we need to actually add the bean acres a little more than we need to add the corn acre, hold the corn acres. The ethanol production, as we well know, has not quite kept up to pace as projections, and they're looking for you know, a little bit of a addition back in from not as much corn used for ethanol, and we're looking for the bean carryout to actually shrink. So that's another reason for the beans to stay a little bit stronger.
How does this all boil down to the producer level? What should a farmer be thinking at this point?
Well, I think right here we have to consider ourselves in consolidation phase right in here. We're not saying the market's over, but we are also not feeling this is a bad place to either punch another 10% of our fall pricing or at least be buying some puts underneath these, both the corn and the bean market at this point in time, Tom.
Thanks for your time, Wayne.
Thank you.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He joins us every Tuesday in the opening commodity market report. Back to the board right now in Kansas City. The March wheat contract is still up a fairly strong 12.25 cents a bushel at 10.96, but the nearby contract in Chicago is down 2 cents right now at 10.46 a bushel. May deferred contract 10.60 in the wheat, down 25. Corn pit still lower, 5.01 and a half on the nearby March contract, down 2 cents. The May at 5.14, down 2.75. July corn 5.25 and a quarter, down 2.25, and May corn is trading at 5.14, down 2.75. March beans are up 6 cents a bushel at 13.32. The May at 13.48, up 4.5 cents. July at 13.58, up 3.5. March bean meal is right now trading at 3.57 even. That's up 1.50. March soybean oil at 55.57, up 27. On the Merck, March feeder cattle at 105.55, down 35. The lean hogs are up 40 on the nearby February contract at 58.25. And a quick check right now on Wall Street. The Dow is up 218 points at 12,458. The NASDAQ up 28 at 2348. The S&P 500 up 21.5 at 1361. You're listening to WILL, Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Kyle Mabry is our technical director. We'll have our next check of the markets at 10:58 Central Time.